Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching on the Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. I am a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner. I'm also a very astute in the personal growth game. And I'm a with my hypnotherapy and my stuff, you will gain in a way to live your daily life. And it's about engaging in your daily life rather than seeing everything in an illusion. Because you got to sit down and say, this is what it is. You got to get very frank, very blunt, and everything's got to be just the way it is. I mean, you can say this and say that, but it isn't. But how do we dramatize everything? And we run out and tell all the people everything you have going on and on and on. And how does that ingrain that deeper into you? And how do you go looking for the challenges rather than being open and upfront? This is what it is. And forgiveness is one of the biggest ones we go through. Oh, I forgive this and I forgive that. Well, that isn't what happened. Well, it is what happened. Excuse me. But you have to be open to. Are you open to? Understanding you've had a broken ego and never a broken heart. Your pride got broken and your material world got shattered because you didn't listen to your heart. How does that feel? You're really forgiving yourself for not listening to yourself. Your heart tells you what to do. Every time I've had a challenge in a personal situation, my heart told me, and I tried to control it. I mean, I wanted to manipulate it. I wanted to do everything with it. I tried to control the other person's emotions and other people's thoughts. So I really have to forgive myself for trying to control everything. And that's forgiveness. You're really forgiving yourself for trying to control the situation. And that's what we do. We try to control it. And we really can't control that. We don't have the right. And, you know, that's the thing. And if you're tuning in to talk, because Beth Lane was supposed to be my guest today, and she had a death in the family. And she had a house full of people, and Beth has some kids that have some autism. And her household was a little bit chaotic, and she couldn't find a place. So Beth is going to be here next Tuesday instead. And Beth is a very articulate lady, and she's also very astute, and she's also a psychic empath. And something I'm starting to discover here, this world has really took the mystical and shunned it, but the mystical is going to be the bicycle we ride to go forward, because we're stepping into the mystery of life and letting go of the misery of history. And this is really something I'm starting to coach and speak to. It's how is everything I know, and how am I trying to control everything I don't know but think I do know? That is a question I've been asking myself for a long time. And it isn't whether this is that. It's what is, isn't, and what isn't, is. You know, it's like the recession we're in. We're not really in a recession. We're actually in a letting go of the mundane way we've always lived. And we're expanding into an innovative individualism of I serve mankind. And that's really where we're at. And that's what's really starting to take place here, is we're starting to do that. But we're trying to control it. And if you start looking back and seeing this, this started in the 60s. And that's what this is. And that's when this started. Because we've been living in a drama of, oh, I got to have a job and I got to work for this person and I want to work for this person. The jobs that are gone forever. The new jobs will be the individual innovation where I open my intrepid sapient manufacturing my own life. And that's where this life is going to live. And when we learn to open up and understand that this is where life goes, life will become more open to us. And that is what life will do to us. You know, I'm really starting to grasp that word, I know. As soon as I say I know, it means I know. I know, no. But it's about engaging in a forthrightness within myself to be basically very honest with Rob. And that's what I really want to be. I had a broken ego because I tried to control a situation, so I forgive the other person because the other person didn't do nothing. Does that make sense? And that's what this is all about. I've forgiven somebody that didn't do nothing only to my ego. And that is something else that we have to do. And that's what we tried to do. And that's what we're doing today. And if you look at the world today, all you're seeing is its wages are too high. We got to cut this. We got to cut taxes. You can cut everything you want. Excuse me. But until the wages and people see people become prosperous, life will always be the same. And that is what we're doing right now. Until we see the world as opportunity and wealth, and we got to start seeing people as well. Since the beginning of time, people have looked at money as the wealth instead of how the money is really made. Money is made by people engaging in your services or whatever. And we use everything as a fault and a crutch. And that's what we really do. We really use everything as a fault and a crutch. Everything is somebody else's fault. So I'll forgive them for doing this, and then I'll forgive them for doing that. Forgiveness and fault are a fallacy we live. And so how do you use forgiveness to ingrain your fears? That's something else. Because, you know, as I understand and I open up more to this, I'm really starting to grasp that forgiveness is nothing more than ingraining yesterday. And if you forgive anything more than yourself, you're forgiving way too much. Because forgiveness starts in the heart and not the deal and anywhere else. Most of the pain is ingrained in the head in this situation. And that's where this is really, really opening us up to. But we forget that we got to engage in a new way of living, because once you engage in the new way of living, you're opening up a whole new world of everything. What is the everything you're afraid of? You and your talents. The world is afraid of themselves. And that's what happens. When you're afraid of yourself, you're afraid of everything. But that's what our biggest fear is us. That's what we're afraid to forgive, is us for locking into something that the other person had nothing to do with. And that's that is where we're really, really challenged in this world. We're superly challenged in ourselves. You know, and you can make all the money you want in the world, but if you're not engaging in moving yourself forward, even in the real world, how are we locked in to things that don't really matter? Or we're locked into something that really is paradoxical, and we're really afraid of everything that happens. And we really want to run and hide rather than engage in it. And people are so disingenuous in this world. Honesty scares this world right now. I mean, honesty really, really does scare people right now. How does honesty scare you? How does integrity scare you? How does it happen to do when nobody's looking to do what you really choose to do and do that? And how many things people do in life and they really do it today and beg for forgiveness tomorrow? That's a unique question. When they're begging for forgiveness, it's them telling themselves. They didn't listen to themselves. And it's like, I was just reading something on the internet. Rick Santorum is a very astute investor. But he's investing in companies opposite of what he is. And, you know, that's just what we do in the world anymore. And that's how we do things. Because we're afraid to engage in our own fears as well. Everything you have within you is wealth. And when you still choose to engage in yourself as wealth, you engage in the wisdom within yourself. But that's where the world is really, really having challenges, because right now, this isn't an economic recession. This isn't anything more than an internal investigation to uncover and discover the omnipotence of who you are. And is it fun? Some days it's a lot of fun, and some days it's not very fun. Because I have in my, because until you let go from the root chakra right up through the chakras, you're really not letting go of anything. It all happens in the body. The body does it first. The head is a follower of everything. And that's really what we really have to open up to, is pay attention to the body. And that's what we're afraid to do, because if it isn't in the head, it can't be there. And that is where everybody is. And see, we're trying to do it in the mind, but we got to do it in the subconscious mind. And the forgiveness happens in your heart first. The heart's the first thing that beats when it hits, when you start living, is the heart. And as the heart is beating, it takes over your body. And when we're doing this, we get so caught up in everything we know, because we want to know everything before it happened. And we're so afraid of the mystery that we're living right now. People are afraid to let go of the known. But here's something I have discovered for myself. The known has stolen my dreams, because my dreams are taking me into a land I call the Terra Incognita. And the Terra Incognita is the land of unknown wisdom. And if you look in the source, it'll show you that. And by calling it the Terra Incognita, Terra means land, and incognita means things are hiding. It's incognito. So how are you incognito from your real self? That's the questions we are you open to asking yourself. How are you willing to really shed the mask of the ego? Because I listen to a lot of people and I read a lot. When people tell me what they're doing and how they're going to do it and how this and how that is, I stop paying attention to that for this reason. When I'm engaging from inside, and if they got to tell me, they're trying to find somebody that agrees with them. And what I've done with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, I've opened up to show people a better way of personal growth. And I do it with Ryan. And I do it by letting them see everything in your everyday life. The spiritual world is out in front of us because everything is carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. So we're really just a spiritual being having a spiritual experience. The human stuff that we've all been taught, how your heart and all your body can be things and just a reflection of who you are in your spirit. But we're so caught up that that can't be true because it isn't in a book. Well, the thing the world has to really, really be open to is starting to question anything in a book. And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And the guest I was supposed to have tonight was Beth Lane. And she had an emergency in the family. She had a death. And we want their heart and prayers out to Beth. So anyway, when we're engaging in a conversation, how are you engaging in that to see what they know? Or are you engaging in it to be smarter than the other person? That's something I'm really starting to pay attention to for myself. I really, really want to listen in a better way, because when I'm listening, I'm expanding because my mind is quiet. My insides are quiet. And right now the world needs some quietness because we're all noisy about the faults of everybody. That's really no fault of anybody's, because this is an awakening of the spirit of innovation, because we're really walking into a land of mystery. And I started writing about this about 3 weeks ago, about the mystery of wisdom. And if you look back and start reading people that write quotes in wisdom, there's never ever an ending to it. It's always a search into a higher plane. And that's what we're really, really opening up to. We're moving into a higher plane while we got one foot still. It's kind of like the old days. We still have one foot on the horse, one foot on the locomotive, and we got one foot and half of us in the Model T. We haven't got into the rocket ship that it's going to take us. And Mr. Gingrich is talking about the moon. And there's nothing wrong with that. It scares people, but there's something has to happen because the Earth is getting overpopulated. And if you look at the computer age, it's matured to where now it's just new apps and new stuff. And it's really built, brought down. And there's something that's out of the chat room, and I want to read this. This is very profound. Slow to speak, quick to listen. That's true. Chill out with your own thoughts. And the quicker you can move your mind into neutral and just sit. And I learned something quite unique, and this is something. When you're sitting and you're by a window, turn your head about 5 degrees and just let your eyes go way out there until they come together in the sky, and just sit there and watch the clouds and see how peaceful you become. you can become very serene and really just sit there and get totally relaxed. And that opens me up when I do that. And especially if I'm writing or doing something that's been a heavy, I've got it pretty deep. The sky lets me open my eyes to feel better about where I'm going with life in my writings. And here's the thing. I come up with a new saying. I kind of like this. It's called innovative nudity. It's about bearing your innovation to yourself and being willing to set in the nakedness of your own true talent. And that is something that's really starting to take shape for me, because it is the nakedness of me that the world wants to see. And that's the nakedness of my wisdom and my honesty and my integrity. That's a nakedness and a nudity to be in the prudence of the student to expand my life. And that's kind of where life really, really engages you in. It's when you're engaged in that inner self, you're really engaged in expanding yourself. And when you start getting your mind in other people's business, pay attention to what happens in your own life, if that doesn't happen in your own life. And that is something I really, really am starting to pay more attention to. Is when I stick my nose out where it don't belong, I just start to now understand real quick, I get put in my place by God and the universe and everybody else. And I've really come up with a conclusion that God, the universe, the mystical sources in the world, they got a real sense of humor. I think they like to see you set your tensions, go through it, and right when you get really, really comfortable, they like to see if you can still dance through the test of time. And then they put a challenge in there to see if you dance. And then if you dance, they'll allow you to prance. But, I mean, they're really, really that way. But it's really about going within yourself. And I watch and I read, and people always are wanting to tell me what's wrong with me or what's wrong with something. With Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching, I quit that. Because I want to show you that you have the wherewithal within you and the fortitude to step into who you are. And I can do that with my coaching and things like that. But the world is scared to stop telling everybody what's wrong, because when you stop telling what's wrong, they feel like there isn't any money. Peace and omnipotence and wisdom will take us where we want to go. And if you look back for as long as I can remember and all through history, all we ever have done has been at war of some kind. And it's expand your heart and your mind. And that's right. But but listen to the body. So when you want to release, it's going to start in the body. It really, really is going to start in the body. And your heart really is the leader of everything. And when you start using words that open your eyes and your heart at the same time and start doing things where they both feel good at the same time, you're going to find your life expanding and it getting better. And just for me, it was just you letting go of the word change and using the word expand. My life become more of a mystery, because change has a mystery of misery of history with it, but expand has a tantalizing mystery, because how far can you expand? And there's something in the chat room. Wisdom is more value than money. Wisdom opens out wealth. That's very true and very profound right there. And that is what the world is really, really looking for, is wisdom. You know, the money in the world is here. It's the wisdom and the innovation is where we're at. And something else, all the pessimism in the world and the media, they're really showing us the way to produce and infuse our wisdom in a profuse way into the universal vista, because it's our wisdom that will engage the pessimism and expand it into. And something I've really expanded into is all the fear and all the pessimism is unrefined wisdom waiting to be processed into a prudent way to be expressed to the world. That's really where I see myself in the world. And in worship of money, yeah. Everybody worships money instead of worshiping their wisdom that get the money. Innovation is a steady flow of wealth and cash, but hoarding the money and thinking you got to do everything for money actually blocks everything in your life. And see, money is an energy, and wisdom is energy. You got to put out an innovative energy to get the wealth energy. And something, I've got to get this copyrighted and trademarked, but I really learned something proficient and profound. You've got to see how much wisdom, you got to put a monetary value on your wisdom. And what I mean by that is, it's how much wealth are you of wisdom are you putting into the universe? And then how many percents do you want to get back? And you take a 10% return on your wealth, and then you tithe 10% of that. It really, really, really opens you up to understand a flow of wealth. And that's what I've been doing. But it's really being willing to listen my way through my life into where I'm going. And the more I listen, the more I really, really enjoy life. Because life is speaking to me instead of me speaking to it. And actually, in listening, it really empowers my visions, because my visions come from the listening to the universal vista. And that is really amazing to me. The flow of wealth. And that's all life is a flow of energy. You put wealth out, wealth comes back. And wealth is really something we really don't understand. We don't understand wealth and success, and it's the biggest fear people encompass. And I ain't talking about money. I'm talking about wealth. And I'm talking about it's kind of like a wizardry, and it's kind of like floating in life. And it's making you have a pleasurable life. Good conversation as well. Sitting on a beach, watching the ocean waves, that's wealth. We don't understand all the intricacies of wealth that we get to enjoy. Saying hi to somebody, that's wealth and prosperity. And, you know, and when you're exchanging ideas, that's wealth. And when you're expanding your own self, that's wealth. And that's right. Treat yourself to the finer things and look at people as wealth, because people are the wealth and the assets of the world. If you want to be successful, you do something with people. No matter how successful a business or a CEO thinks he is, it all comes from people. And that is the truth. People made the world's wealth and energized the world's wealth. And that is something that people don't understand. If you want to have wealth, you engage with people. People have the energy to spend money. Businesses don't spend money. It's people. It comes right down to people engaging with people to energize the wealth of the world. And we think it's all about business. And what all business is a busy ass. That's a busy person. But the person engaging with another person to expand their wealth, that's where the wealth of the world, it really comes from. And we're down to the last 20 seconds. And I really want to all the people. And my name is Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com. Email is cowboy, TWBYWSDM@gmail.com. Phone number 702-755-9410. I'm here twice a week. And I really appreciate everybody being here. And it's really about us. It's going to take people engaging in people's ideas and innovation to move the world forward. And my intention with this radio station, my coaching, is to energize wealth and success in the world and let people divine it their own way and discover it their way. And thank you for all being here. I'll be here Thursday night. We're going to have a person from South Dakota. He's my nephew, but we're going to talk about on how he's trying to get it so the parents in a divorce have equal rights and equal time. It's really going to be quite interesting. I'm going to learn something. Anyway, and I want to thank everybody. And we'll see you all here Thursday night. And good night.